You voted, and you want to learn more about what we call sonata form, so here goes. Welcome to Learning to Listen. I'm Emily Rees. Sonata form emerged as the most important compositional tool for composers in the 18th century. So where do you find it? Well, sonata form occurs most frequently as the first movement of a symphony or other piece of music that has more than one movement. This is one of those times, though, where language can confuse us, because there are pieces of music called sonatas, but which don't use sonata form. For example, some piano sonatas don't use sonata form at all for any of the movements. So we're speaking strictly of the form, sonata form, and if you need a reminder on what musical form is, feel free to consult the Introduction to Musical Form episode of Learning to Listen. Okay, I have three new words for you, and they form the big sections of sonata form. These words are exposition, development, and recapitulation. And in a moment, we're going to use music and those words to help explain what sonata form is. We're going to keep it simple with a piece of music I know you'll recognize. It's the first movement of Mozart's serenade called Eine kleine Nachtmusik. Now, it all starts with the exposition. Mozart needs to give us a primary theme and a secondary theme in the exposition. Here is the primary theme. We're still in the primary theme. Here is the secondary theme. We're still in the secondary theme. So that's the exposition, laying out the basic thematic material of the movement. When we get to the end of the exposition, there's actually a repeat sign, which means we go all the way back to the beginning, play the entire exposition again in its entirety. That happens again. I'm not going to make you hear it again. We're going to move on to what comes next, which is the development. So that primary theme that we heard in the exposition and the secondary theme we heard in the exposition, what does Mozart do with that? Well, he messes around with it. He varies it. He develops it. That's what happens in the development section. Within the development, Mozart and other composers can be a bit more creative. Mozart takes melodies we've already heard from the exposition and plays around with them a little bit. It can become quite complicated, but the idea really is as simple as that. Taking the themes from the exposition and developing them into something a little different. The first part that Mozart is going to develop actually comes from the secondary theme. He's going to take this part of the secondary theme. And use that in the beginning of the development. You'll hear it now. Thank you. The development section can be long or short. For this piece, Mozart wrote a relatively short development, and that's it. After the development, it's time for the recapitulation. And recapitulation means exactly what you might expect. We're going to hear the exposition again with some minor adjustments that have to do with the key the piece is in and such. Here is the recapitulation. It's going to sound exactly like the beginning of the piece. So this is still the primary theme. And now here's the secondary theme. We're still in the secondary theme. I'm going to throw one more important word at you, and that word is coda, C-O-D-A, coda. Coda is basically a fancy way to say ending. Codas happen at the end of a piece. It helps the piece or movement of a piece have an ending. So here's the coda Mozart wrote for the end of the first movement to Eine kleine Nachtmusik. In summary, sonata form has three main sections: the exposition, the development, and the recapitulation. Now, if you look up sonata form online, you'll find that there is much more to learn about it. There are terms for the ways in which composers get from one section, like the exposition, to the development, and so on. And there are also general rules regarding what keys the composer uses at what times during sonata form. I am very happy to explain these relationships in a future episode of Learning to Listen, should you wish. But that, in a nutshell, is sonata form. I'm Emily Rees. Thanks for taking the time to check out Learning to Listen, learn a little bit about sonata form. Learning to Listen receives funding from the Legacy Amendment Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.